We have one more day of the extreme heat before we get some relief. KYW's John McDevitt joins us live from the breaking news desk with more on how people are coping. John?
Paul, one more day of this excessive heat. KYW's Sunny Morgan was at the Rocky Steps at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. She spoke with Ella and Gina from Oregon on how they were coping.
So how are you guys dealing with the heat?
Clearly not well. I'm like sweating really badly, actually. And I wanted to look cute, but I think I shouldn't have worn a long sleeve.
As you can see, we're sweating, we're dripping, but we still have fun running up the steps.
Sounds like a lot of fun, cute or not. This excessive heat, though, is very dangerous, and there is a threat for heat stroke. Dr. Angela Skrinsky is an urgent care doctor for virtual health.
Heat stroke is really the most extreme form of heat-related illness. And so that's going to occur when, you know, when it's really quite hot outside and you've probably been exposed for some time or you're particularly at risk. And so for these patients, they actually have an internal body temperature that's really high. So that's going to cause them to have symptoms like nausea, vomiting. They can lose consciousness. They'll often have confusion or slurred speech, something that makes them just seem a little bit off.
She says they can even have seizures and treatment cannot be delayed. It's important to call 911 right away.